Exciting news today when it comes to Maclean's Magazine and University Rankings, their 20th anniversary edition. When it comes to McGill, there's happiness. Concordia, maybe not so much, although they do like the mention and the special focus they have in the issue. And Catherine Bradbury is, of course, the person who puts this all together at Maclean's Magazine and joins me. How are you, Catherine?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad at all. You get, you win some, you lose some. You hear back from people who are unhappy about this. Overall, it looks like Simon Fraser is a great place to go to school.
Simon Fraser is a pretty great place to go to school. So is McGill. And, you know, so is Concordia. I had the pleasure of having lunch, actually, with Concordia's president just a couple of days ago, Judith Woodsworth.
It's funny, I couldn't hear any of that. I'm sure it got loud. Did it get loud?
Oh. No, it was really great. She's fantastic. And interestingly, you know, she was at Laurentian before this, before Concordia, and that's one of the schools that jumped up four positions this year, which I'm sure has something to do with her legacy there. So I think she's a very interesting president. And it was one of the great things about this job, frankly, is that I get to travel around and meet these fascinating people.
Well, and you also get to see how important university education is. And I think overall, people are excited to know that this issue is done because it points to that.
Yeah.
And how big a deal is this to Maclean's?
It's a huge deal. It's this started 20 years ago when we started the rankings. Universities were the most secret public institutions that in the land. There was no information. If you wanted to go to university, you were flying blind. And we've built up this franchise. Now, of course, there's all kinds of information. There's the web. There, people do tours. You know, parents are involved. Parents practically go to university with their children. But so for us, over the 20 years, we've built up something that we think is really important for the future of the country.
Yeah,
the kids, but for all of us. There's over a million kids going to university this year.
And how many? How many? How big is this issue to Maclean's? How many do you sell?
I'm new here. And I don't have that fact at my fingertips. I should have it.
But I've heard that
lot.
It's your biggest selling issue.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And
there's not just this issue. There's a whole franchise. So we do a guide to professional schools in September. We do this. We do a student issue in January. And then we do the actual guide to Canadian universities, which is more of a write-up on every school and what you're looking for. So the rankings are just one part of a lot of information that we spend the whole year putting together. Start next year.
This is it. You have a passion for this. I can feel this in our conversation.
Well, you know, I have a son in second year university and a daughter in grade 12 who's about to go to university, so it couldn't be a better time.
It's homework for you.
Yeah.
It's homework.
Basically. And, you know, one of the really interesting things is the way the sexual balance has changed on campuses, because when I went to school, there were more boys. Now there are way more girls.
That may not be a good thing, though.
Well, it's a really different reality. It's, I talked to Senator Linda Frum, and everybody's saying, oh, the boys, we're losing the boys. She said she worries for her daughter going to university. She's got twins. Boy and a girl about to go to university, she said, because now the girls will be undervalued because there's too many of them.
Hmm.
Who wants another girl? I worry about how they're going to get married if there's three.
That's a whole other issue. So when it comes to picking for universities, the issue is coming out. The issue is good news for McGill. We're going to talk to the folks from McGill. We've already talked to Concordia. They seem to be happy with how you have done a focus on Concordia this
year.
Yes, issue.
We did. We did an article because, you know, the rankings don't necessarily capture the latest buzz, and I like to keep my ear to the ground. And because I do know a lot of kids at university age, and I've been talking to them, Concordia is on a lot of people's lips. So a lot of kids think it's a interesting school, particularly in the fine arts area, and that they've got a really strong staff. So
yeah.
I think it's important that we not just go by the rankings, but look at places that are doing interesting things.
We can read all about it in the Maclean's ranking, 20th anniversary edition of the universities. And Catherine, I'll let you get back to your homework.
Thank you so much. Nice to talk to you.
Good luck with those kids.
Thanks.
Catherine Bradbury at McLean's Magazine.